All right, everybody got it? God bless you for bringing your Bible to church. I love it when people bring their Bible. Saints bring their Bible and ring it along with me. Matthew 28 and verse 16. The Bible says, "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." And this is our scripture text this morning. Let's read it together. "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Hallelujah. Can we say that again together, just a little bit louder? "And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Hallelujah. That's what I want to preach today, is even unto the end. I'm with you always. God bless you. You may be seated. "I'm with you always," Jesus said, "even to the end." All the way to the end of the world, I'll be with you. Isn't that wonderful? Ain't that a consolation like no other consolation? Isn't that a comfort like no other comfort? I'm with you all the way. Hallelujah. I'm with you always. Even. Can somebody say even? Even. Even unto the end of the world. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for the companionship of Christ. That Christ is with us. Hallelujah. That Christ is, amen, He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. But He is with us always. Even. I'm with you always. He could have stopped, but He said, even unto the end of the world. Praise God. I'm with you until the end. The presence of God is so important. The companionship of God is so important. The song that she sang a while ago, and you know, I don't tell her what to sing very often, and I didn't today. I say very often because there have been times, say, hey, you know that song, you know, it might go along with what I want to preach. You know that song, or she may ask me, you have a song you know you'd like for me to sing or whatever. But I love it best when the Lord picks it out. Amen. Said God takes him by the hand. Amen. And weeps along with man. God takes, amen, him by the hand and weeps along with man. Tears, is that what it said? I know there's a line in there that said, God takes him by the hand. Hallelujah. Have you ever been taken by the hand of the Lord? Praise the Lord. The Lord says, I'm with you. I'm right here. I'm right with you right now. Hallelujah. The Lord has never left us. Friends walk out. Bad news come in. We go into trial. Situations come. Disappointments after disappointments. But the Lord is with us always, even unto the end of the world. Failures in our life, mistakes in our life, the Lord is still with us. Amen. Another song said He was there all the time, waiting patiently in line. Amen. The Lord is with us. Praise God. The presence of God. I was listening yesterday on the radio. There was this program that had this little investigation, and I don't always listen to it. Sometimes it's, you know, maybe a little, you know, gory, if you want to say that, and the children, you know, just things. But they had this, they was, you know, these forensic files, these investigations, and I love that kind of stuff, you know, see how they figure it out and all that. But they, and it's not a Christian program at all. And It's pretty decent, but they don't talk about the Lord at all. But they had this man that they interviewed who, in this certain crime that was committed, he was out in California, and it's a few years back, but he's out there, and he said, "I was at this park," and he was on this program, and very rarely do you ever hear him talk about the Lord, but and the producers are all, they don't bring it up, but this witness man, or this man that was a witness in this case, he said, "The Lord told me, write down that license plate." And I got to thinking about, the Lord speaking to us. Hallelujah. There's probably a lot of people listening to that program, they didn't have a clue what that man was talking about. But I knew what he was talking about. Just that tug, that constant companionship of the Lord. It's not that we all go around all the time, our hands raised up, praising God. But I'm telling you, the Lord is there always. Amen. He is there all the time. And you may not be in a church setting. You may not be by your couch, amen, praying. You might just be going through the day, amen, just minding your own business. And something happens, amen, or something comes to your attention, and you realize the Lord is there. Hallelujah. And I can hear Him whisper if we listen, "I'm here all the time." Praise God. I'm with you all the time. The presence of God. The importance of the presence of God. We've heard about Moses. Moses was a man that knew God face to face. Moses, when he went, amen, and led God's people, he became so close to God. Amen. And the Bible said that God talked with Moses as a man talks to his friend. There's a lot of people talk to God like a man will talk to a friend. But God talked to Moses. Amen. Just conversed with him just like friends would talk. Amen. And tell him his heart's desire. That's how close he was. And amen. The children of Israel had fallen into sin and built the golden calf. They was going into the promised land. Moses and all this stuff was going on. But there's a scripture in Exodus 33, and you've probably read it, where God said, "Okay, I'm going to carry you in, amen, into the promised land." And he said, "My presence shall go with you." Hallelujah. Moses said, "Lord, if your presence don't go with us, don't carry us up here." Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't take us up if your presence doesn't go with us. Praise the Lord. When they came out of Egypt, the Bible says, amen, that the Egyptians come behind them there, and there was mountains on this side, mountains on that side. The Red Sea was right in front of them, and the Egyptians' army was behind them. The Bible said that a cloud descended out of heaven and came down in between the Egyptians and the Israelites. You read that scripture, and the Bible says, hallelujah, amen, that cloud brought light. There was light out of that cloud for the Israelites, but it brought darkness, amen, upon the Egyptians. And after they crossed that Red Sea, hallelujah, no matter where they went until they crossed over Jordan, amen, in the nighttime there would be a pillar of fire up over the tabernacle, or there would be a cloud over the tabernacle during the day, and God's presence was with them, amen. And at one point in time they was in trouble, and there was a lot of things going on, and Moses walked into the tabernacle, showing his people, "I am with you." Amen. And God wants to show his people this morning. It may not be a cloud, it may not be a pillar of fire, but if I could preach to you this morning directly from the Word of God, he said that he would be with us always. He'll never leave us. He'll always be with us. Amen. And God's presence is with us, amen, no matter where we are, no matter where we go. Hallelujah. Somebody wrote a song and said, "If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere." All places. The Bible tells us in Genesis, amen, Genesis chapter 28, he's talking to Abraham. Verse number 15, he says, and behold, I am with thee. Can somebody say praise God? I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again unto this land. He's speaking to Jacob. Excuse me, I said Abraham. Jacob is going out here, amen, and running from his brother who he has deceived. He's been sent away from home by Rebekah his mother and Isaac his father. He comes to a place, it's the middle of the night, and he dreams about this ladder that goes to heaven. And in this dream, he sees a ladder all the way to heaven, and God standing at the top of it. Amen. And there's angels going up and angels coming down. And God speaks unto Jacob from the top of that ladder and said, I'm with you, Jacob. I'm with you wherever you go. I'll bring you again. I'll bring you back. I know you're going. He was down there over 14 years. He served 14 years. Amen. His father-in-law. And then he began to serve. He was gone for years from his home and in a strange land. Amen. Among strange gods. But God said, I'm going to be with you wherever you go. Hallelujah. All places. Thank God. No matter where you go, God is with you. Hallelujah. Saint of God, the Bible says, amen, I'll keep you whether you go, wherever you go. Bring you again to this land. I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. God said, all places. You know that Jonah, amen, the Bible says that Jonah rose to flee from the presence of the Lord. God told Jonah to go to Nineveh. You know the story. Even the children could, amen, and the children's church could tell us about Jonah and the whale. It says right here, Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Went down to Joppa and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But how many know you can run from God, but you can't hide from God? Hallelujah! All places. Sinner friend, amen, you can run from God, but you can't hide from God. I was reading about a man down in Galveston who had godly parents and had strayed away from God, was in Galveston going to college, and he's walking along through there, and a young man that was actually a Christian young man had been talking to one of his friends about the Lord and witnessing to him. He saw this young man walking in front of him and he thought it was his friend. He thought that was his friend up ahead of him. And so he runs. He said, I'm going to scare him. And so he runs up to him and jumps in his ear. Amen. And says something like, you better get right with God. God knows where you are. And scares him. Well, he startles him. He turns and looks. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were somebody else. And said, man, that scared me. He said, what was you talking about? He said, I've been talking to my friend about the Lord. And he said, I thought you was him and I was going to. He said, oh, okay, man, that's strange. That's weird. You know, all like that. So he walked on, never even knowing him. Amen. But God knew him. He was away from God. Amen. And God began to deal with his heart. Amen. What if that was your last breath? What if that man would have shot you? What if that man would have stabbed you? What if that man would have killed you? Where would you be? Amen. He turned to the Lord and went back home, began serving God. Amen. Sometime later, amen, just by coincidence, amen, this one that had hollered that out was preaching in a service. And that young man was there. Amen. And it was sometime later. And so he goes up to him. He said, I'm going to ask you a strange question. He said, is there any way that you could have been in Galveston, Texas? Amen. At a certain time, around a certain part of the, you know, a time. He said, yes, sir, I was in college. He said, would there happen to be a chance that one day you was running down I think they was down on the coastline there. He said, would you was running down the street and you ran up and hollered at a young man and scared him? He said, you know what? I do remember that. I was very awkward. He said, I want you to know that I was that man. I was
away from God. And I know you thought it was an accident, but it wasn't no accident. Amen. It got my heart to thinking. Amen. And now I'm saved and living for God because of that. What was it? Jonah was running from the presence of God. Amen. But he couldn't get away from the presence of God. I'm telling you, David said, whither shall I flee from thy presence? Amen. Whither shall I go from thy presence? Oh, Lord. Amen. Jonah went all the way down to the belly of the whale in the bottom of that sea. Amen. And God still heard him. The presence of God. Psalms 139 says, if I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. Amen. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thine hand lead me and thy right hand hold me. Amen. He said, whither can I go from your presence? God inhabits everything. Amen. Ascend up into heaven. He's talking about the stars. Ascend up into the sky. Ascend down to hell. He's talking about the grave. Translated hell here. H-E-L-L. Sheol. Amen. The Hebrew word Sheol, which was the word for the grave. If I go to the grave, you're there. Amen. If I go to the stars, you're there. If I get wings, like David said, oh, that I had wings like a dove. Have you ever thought about that? When you hear the news, amen, or see the way the world's going in our day, think, man, I wish I could be like one of those birds. Amen. I'd get some wings and I'd fly into the wilderness. Then would I be at rest? Amen. David said, you can't get away from God's presence. Amen. Adam and Eve tried to hide from the presence of God after they had sinned. And that's exactly what sometimes people try to do. They try to get away from God's presence. You can't get away from God's presence. Amen. You might run, but you can't hide. Amen. You might fight, but you can't win. Amen. It's like hound dogs on the deer. Amen. My God, the hounds of heaven will chase you down. Amen. And say, come back home, my child. Come back home, my son. Come back home, my daughter. Come back to me. Come back to repentance. Amen. Come back to salvation. Come back to a fresh life. Amen. Where can you go from God's presence? He said, Jacob. Jacob was laying there dreaming, and God said, I'll be with you in all places that you go. Thank God for the presence of God. You think about this. This young man who was hurt and offended by his own goes into a strange land, marries these strange daughters. Amen. Rachel even stole her father's gods. Laban was not a God-fearing man. Matter of fact, he was not a God-fearing man in such a way that he changed Jacob's wages 10 times. He tried to trick him and thieve. Amen. But God was with him and God showed him. I'm telling you, God will be with us. Amen. God will seek us out. Amen. God will seek you out. Who are you here this morning? Amen. Running from God. God seeking you out. Amen. Saint of God here this morning that, amen, feel like all alone. Oh, God. Amen. One man wrote and said, I've been a lot of places. I've seen a lot of faces. But there have been times I felt so all alone. Amen. He's with us in all places. I want to move on this morning and preach to us this morning. He said, I'm with you all the way, even to the end of the world. I want to preach to you this morning. He's with us in the valley. Amen. He's with us in the valley, in the trial, in the test. Amen. God said, even unto the end of the world, how important is the presence of God? Amen. It's more important than we could ever put, amen, put a price tag on it. It's more important than we could ever put, amen, call it out, name it, how important it is. Words are not good enough this morning about how important the presence of God is. I know we think about it when we nearly have that accident on the highway. Thank you, Lord, you was with me. Amen. I know we think about it. Amen. When we get in that lonely time. Amen. But I'm telling you, God is with us whether we think about it or not. amen, Paul told those heathen men and women on Mars Hill that was so steeped in idolatry. You get this. These wasn't Christian people. These wasn't godly people. They had idols to every kind of god. Amen. Matter of fact, they called Paul, amen, what was they called? One of them Jupiter and the other one, amen, Mercurius. I think they named them because God had used them in such a way. Amen. They were so warped in their mind about idolatry. They was naming Paul one star and Silas another star. Amen. That's how, amen, far-fetched they was. But Paul stood right there and they was an altar. Amen. You see, Paul was really trying to not get in trouble. God had told him he was going to go to Rome. And Paul didn't really, he really wanted to stay out of trouble. And he was waiting on some of his friends to get there. Amen. I believe the Lord would like to help us this morning in this service. Amen. But he walked around Mars Hill. Amen. And friends, there was idols all around that place. And Paul's heart was stirred. Amen. Can you walk through this world and your heart not be stirred? Can you see your friends and family, amen, steeped in sin and you're not, and your heart not stirred? Amen. Paul's heart was stirred. And finally he come to an altar. Amen. It was the altar of the unknown God. Amen. Paul knew right there at Athens that if he started preaching against any of these gods, amen, that they'd kill him immediately. Amen. That they'd get rid of him. They had done it many a times to anybody. Amen. It was kind of like the day and hour we live in. You can believe anything you want to believe. Just don't stand against somebody else's God. You see, that is the spirit of the Antichrist. Amen. They don't even care if you believe in Jesus. Just don't say Jesus is the only way. Amen. Except all the other gods. But I want to tell you something. He's not a God among gods. He is the God of gods. Amen. He is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. And Paul knew it. But he is trying to make it to Rome. But he found that altar to the unknown God. He said, I want to tell you this one right here. This unknown God y'all are worshiping ignorantly. He said, I want to declare him unto you. He said, it's in him that we move and breathe and have our being. He said, he made the stars, the moon, the sun, and the earth. He said, he made everything. And he said, I want to tell you, praise God, bless him, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Do you know he's with you this morning? Do you feel him with you this morning? Amen. He said, the songwriter said, I can feel him in my hands. I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him all over me. God's not dead. He's still alive. Hallelujah. I said, God's not dead. He's still alive. And Paul said that day, he said, he's not far from any one of us if we would just feel after him. Hallelujah. Woo. Praise God. I'm with you all the way, even to the end of the world. They knew nothing about Jesus, nothing about God. Paul said, if you would just feel after him, he's right there. Just take your hand and reach out. How far can you reach out? Just take your hand. He's within that. He's at least that close. Hallelujah. Woo. I said he's at least that close. If you could feel after him. How far is God from me? He's within your reach. Hallelujah. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment. Your need to supply. Reach out. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Amen. Jesus stood at those disciples, amen, who didn't know what was next. And he said, go to Jerusalem and wait for the power. He said, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. He said, I've got all power in heaven and earth. Amen. Right before he left, though, he said, I got one more thing to tell you. I'm with you always. I'm with you always. Even to the end of the world. I'm with you in the lion's den. I'm with you in the fiery furnace. I'm with you when you think you're all alone. I'm really, really with you. preacher friend of mine was traveling around the country preaching. He said that they put him in a Sunday school room, him and his family, you don't know witness, dark. Said his little girl, you know, a little bit scared, turned all the lights off, you know, said didn't have no nightlight, just had the big light. Said we couldn't sleep with the big light on. So, Brother Richard, she's used to a nightlight. Hallelujah. Said that they laid her a little pallet or whatever they had, maybe a little bed there for her, right beside their bed. And he kept telling her, I'm right here, go to sleep, you know, turn his phone on a little bit, trying to get her to go to sleep. He said, I thought she was asleep. He said, all of a sudden I felt these little hands feeling me. I said, baby, go to sleep. He said, my little girl said, Daddy, I don't need nothing. It was just so dark I had to make sure you were still here. Praise God. Well, I want to tell you, saint of God, if you'll just, I know it might be dark where you're at. I know it might be real dark and you don't know what's happening. But if you'll just reach out and touch and just feel after him, you'll find out he's still right there. Hallelujah. You'll find out he hadn't moved. I saw a church sign the other day. Amen. Said, are you far from God or something like that? Said, are you away from God? Are you far from God? Said, guess who moved? Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, he's right where he's always been. Amen. Just a whisper away. I said, just a whisper away. Praise God. He's not far from you this morning. He wants to save. He wants to deliver. He wants to heal. He wants to, amen, comfort your broken heart. He wants to give you strength today. Amen. My God said, amen, lo, I am with you always. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. Now this might be a little comical, and I know I'm almost out of time. They said there was this Chinese man who, his name was like Lo. Anyway, Lo was in there, so he was an American. His nickname became Lo. L-O. Lo. That was what everybody called him, Lo. And said, one day he was real upset and shook up, you know. And he had these Bible scriptures wrote down, you know. Written down like on his mantle. And said he's all upset. You know, in a trial. Have you ever been there in a trial? And said somehow it fell down, Sister Honey. And that little card fell down right there. And said, Lo, I am with you always. Hallelujah. Woo, Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. And I know we've joked about that, said, I'm not going to fly because the Bible said, Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. But I'm going to tell you something this morning. Amen. Whether your name is Lo or Bill or Frank or Bob or Mary or Susie or whatever. Amen. You can put your name right there, Bobby. I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Jody, I'm with you always. Wayne, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Chris, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. He's just right there. The Lord is just a whisper away, just a call away. Amen. Call him up. Call him up. Amen. Tell him what you want. His line ain't never busy. Tell him what you want. Amen. If you need a miracle, tell him what you want. If you need a blessing, tell him what you want. If you need comfort, tell him what you want. He's with us always. In the valley, he said, yea, though I walk. Y'all know that scripture. Quote it with me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Praise God. He said in Isaiah, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And the floods, they shall not overtake thee. Praise God. Amen. In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Hallelujah. Some through the waters. Some through the flood. Some through the fire. But all through the blood. Some through great sorrow. But God gives us all in the night season and all the day long. He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. The preacher said, I heard him. He said, the devil made a mistake when he put Paul and Silas in that jail. Said he made a bad mistake. He said he didn't make a mistake when he threw them in jail, though. He said he didn't make a mistake when he put their feet fast in the stocks. He said the devil's mistake was not when he beat them. He said the devil's mistake is when he put them in the same cell. Hallelujah. He said, for when two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And the Bible says at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Amen. Hallelujah. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, and the prison doors was opened, and every man's bands loosed. My Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost here this morning. Hallelujah. I said, I feel the Lord here this morning. Praise God, the Lord come to tell somebody, I'm with you. I'm with you. Hallelujah, I'm with you. I'm here. I'm right here. I'm not going to tell you everything that's going to happen, but I'm right here. I'm not going to tell you how it's going to work out, but I am here. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Stand together with me. We're out of time this morning. Sister Bethany is going to sing. Somebody here this morning, there's those that have already responded. Hallelujah. Somebody here this morning, you need a touch from the Lord. We want to pray for you. We'll pray with you this morning. Maybe you need prayer about something. Amen. We'd like to lay our hands on you and pray for you. Amen. I want to invite you to come. Amen. Seek the Lord for prayer this morning. Stand right here. Anybody need special prayer? Amen. I want you to come at this time. Sister Bethany is going to start singing. Hallelujah. If you need special prayer this morning about anything, amen. We're going to pray for you this morning. Hallelujah. I know that there's needs. I know that there's circumstances. For your family, for your friends, for anything, any need, God knows. God knows all about it. He's going to help us this morning. Is there others? You need prayer this morning. I want you to come. Sister Bethany is going to sing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
As I kneel in the darkness, in the middle of the night, praying for assurance, everything's gonna be alright.